Hello there, good morning. You're watching Proactive London. Joining us today from Landol Resources, we have Bill Humphreys to update us on your drilling progression there at the BAM gold deposit at the Junior Lake property there in Ontario, Canada. So plenty to discuss today. A very good morning to you, Bill. So let's get cracking here. What did you tell the market this week? What were the highlights that you need your investors to know?
Well, probably the most important one is the two latest press releases we put out is that we're currently concentrating on the East Pit area, taking the resource down, taking advantage of the current gold price, which is some $500 higher than when we did our PEA in late 2019. So we can take the pit down deeper and we can extend it along to the east, and that's what we're doing. We've already done that to the western one very successfully, and I reported that on our last meeting that that had gone well. We have managed to extend it down. We're now doing the east pit, and in doing so we've discovered two very important things. Firstly, high grade gold. We reported 431 grams per ton in a hit in the footwall, and previously we haven't had that many hits in the footwall, but we've started to go a little bit deeper, and now we're tracing that along. We've managed to trace it for over 200 meters, not that sort of grade, but high grade, sufficiently attractive for underground mining. Now, just to go through that, we've designed two open pits, or the engineers have designed two open pits there to take advantage of this large low-grade deposit. But within that low-grade deposit, there are high-grade chutes. And in both the pits, in fact, in the east pit, we know that there's two chutes going down that can go up over 2 ounces to the ton. And it's pretty consistent. So that sits against the hanging wall. And against the footwall, we now have discovered this other high-grade one. So what that gives the engineers the opportunity to do is to optimize when they do the pre-feasibility, which we hope to start later this year. They will optimize the extraction of the gold in the mining method by looking at the open pit and looking at underground, and they will come to a marriage between them. So you might have a small open pit and go straight underground to make the most profit out of the pit. Is that, I hope I've made myself clear there, that that's so this is not just going for the open pit. It was doing that because of the very good recovery, that every bit of gold in there is free gold, and thus you're going to get it all out. There is no real cutoff. We've used a cutoff of 0.3 of a gram, but in actual fact, all of the gold under that will come out as well, because that's the process. So we obviously went for a large open pit, but now we're having these hits, high-grade hits, we did in the first place have some. We're now looking at the possibility of doing that on an underground basis as well. So that's that. But the second thing that we've done, and we've reported this last press release last week, is that we've hit consistent grade gold in the hanging wall. And just to explain that, it's like a big sandwich. So you've got the hanging wall, you've got the sediments where we've been getting most of the gold, and then you've got the footwall, which is a mafic unit that doesn't normally carry the gold. Now we've discovered that the edge of it does. But the hanging wall is a gabbro intrusion, and we have to drill through that to get to the sediment. And as we move to the east, which we've been doing in extending the pit, we've discovered that we're hitting some pretty wide intervals there of 53 meters at 1.45 grams. That's as good as anything we hit in the main east pit area in the sediments. So now we're chasing that along. We've actually gone back into the past drilling. We're looking at gaps we left in the gabbro while we were seeking to get down to the sediments, and they're coming back quite successfully. So we're going to do some step back drilling on that to expand that. That will bring us more ounces within the existing pit. So it's obvious, you know, it reduces the amount of waste that you've got to take out and everything. So it's improving the whole scenario there. So those two at the latter part of our 24,000 meter program is proving quite successful. We've still got 5,000 or 6,000 meters to go. So we'd be stepping back on those. But the other reasonable news, as far as I'm concerned, is that the all of the gold assay and soil sampling we did over the last 2 years is proving up that we've gone a kilometer to the east, and that, and we've drilled that every 100 meters, and we're now defining what looks like another chute. So we're stepping back on those right at this moment. So we're doing the eastern extension. We've already done a western extension. We'd be going back there and doing the same thing. So what we're trying to do is to get this target of ours of pushing it closer to the 2 million ounces, both by expanding the indicated well over the 1 million to 1.2 million, and then coming up with another 500,000 of inferred in these two areas, stepping out and with other targets that are obviously going to take this well and truly above that. And that, of course, doesn't even take into consideration Limon gold, which we discovered back in 2010, which is sitting 10 kilometres to the west, that requires a lot of drilling on that. And that's a lookalike for these BAM deposits. So we've got that there. We've got the nickel copper battery metals that we've reported, you know, over the years. That's very valuable. In fact, up to a few months ago, the battery metals that we've got in a indicated resource actually are the same value as the gold. So you can see we've got these two very valuable occurrences there. But because of the depressed prices of the base metals and the nickel, copper and that over the past 10 years, we haven't concentrated on them. But we are concentrating at the moment solely on the gold. But they are pluses that we've got.
Bill, that is a deep, forensic, thorough examination of everything that's going on there. You've been a busy man. When can we hear back from you? When's the next piece of news that investors can put into?
I'd imagine, you know, we're trying to push these results out every 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so that'll come out again. We get the results from this these holes that we've done around these high-grade areas. Plus, we are getting the results in from the eastern extensions. So there'll be a good news flow for at least the next 2 to 3 months. Now, we aim to finish the drilling at the end of July, beginning of August. It will then take us 1 or 2 months to collect in all the assays and to do all the collating of the data. We've already appointed the engineers, Cube in Perth, Western Australia, and the data will go to them. They'll take at least 1 to 2 months. Be realistic, it'll be 6 weeks to come up with a new resource. So we're looking at October for the resource. But in the meantime, we've got all this news flow coming out.
Sounds good. I like the sound of news flow. So we'll catch up in about 3 weeks' time, Bill. Thank you very much indeed for your time from Landor Resources here on Proactive this morning.
No, you're welcome. And thanks very much for inviting us.